Hello?
So you can just say emergency roadside.
Hi, you have reached emergency roadside assistant. My name is Deja. Are you currently in need of roadside assistant?
We are. I mean, it's not emergency.
Okay, are you in a safe, are you calling for me from a safe location?
Yeah, but the vehicle is dead, but we pulled over. We're on the side of the road.
Okay, can I have your first and last name, please?
Jan, J-A-N, Bratch, B-R-A-T-S-C-H. What, do you have an echo, or is that just me?
Okay, that was Jan Bratch, B-R-A-T-C-H.
S-C-H.
S-T-S-C-H?
S. S as in Sam, C-H, yes.
Okay. Can I have you to verify a callback number?
Sure. 952-201-7638.
Okay.
You need our policy number?
No, ma'am, not yet. Would you like to receive mobile text updates?
What does that mean?
Provider's name, phone number, estimated time. Okay. That means a text message will come to your phone about the provider, the estimate time arrival, and the provider's name and phone number.
Okay.
Messages and data rate may apply.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. What's the policy name, first and last name? Policy holders, first and last name.
Everett and Jan Bratch. Bratch, B-R-A-T-S-C-H.
Okay, is it E-V-E-R-E-T-T-E?
No E at the end. E-V-E-R-E-T-T.
Okay. Can you give me one moment?
Yep.
Hello, ma'am.
Yep.
May I have your policy number?
289-425.
Okay, can you verify your address for me?
205 Wacker Drive, Glencoe, Minnesota, 55336.
Okay, what is the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
2018 Chevy Suburban.
Yes, what's the color of your vehicle?
White.
Hello, ma'am.
Yep.
What seems to be the issue with your vehicle?
Well, it started like just going out of power. The engine light came on, and then it just slowly quit, and we can't start it now.
So will you need a tow service today?
Well, we can have somebody come and pick us up if we just need to get the vehicle taken somewhere. Do you have car service?
I can dispatch you a tow service.
Oh, yeah, isn't that what you do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I can.
We're calling roadside.
I can offer a tow service, but rides are not guaranteed due to COVID-19.
So what does that mean?
Meaning, they can tow your car, but I can ask them. If you can ride with
you
them.
Can what?
Yes, ma'am. I can offer a tow service, and I can ask them if you all can ride with them.
No, we just need somebody to take care of the vehicle. Tow it to a service place. We'll have somebody pick us up.
Okay. Is the vehicle in the in a parking garage?
No, it's on the side of the road. We don't live in this town.
Okay. Is the vehicle modified lower to the ground?
No.
Is the vehicle shift out of park?
Are you in park? We're in park.
Is the vehicle four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
Either four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive? All-wheel drive.
Okay. Is the service a result of an accident?
No.
Will you be the person on scene with the vehicle today?
Will you be the person on scene with the vehicle today?
Well, me and my husband, we're both here. Everett and Jan, we're both here.
Okay. Where are the keys to the vehicle?
In the vehicle with us right now.
All Okay, now what's your address of where are you? Of where you at, where yeah, where are you?
Didn't it say it could point that you could find that from my cell phone?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's going to be a text message coming to your phone about the latitude and longitude.
Okay.
Can you make sure your location is on? Settings are on?
Just a second. Do you know how to turn my locations on? I don't know how to turn that on.
Okay, just sent you a text message.
Oh, yep.
Click the text message. And it's going to be a latitude number and a longitude number.
It says user denied. Request for geolocation.
That could be due to your location feature being turned off. Do you have any way to Google the nearest address to you or find your latitude and longitude for me?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Is there any way Google how to turn your location on or Google any address around you?
Yep, just a second.
Okay, go to Google Maps.
I don't have Google. Okay.
It should tell you your location.
I'm 50 feet away from 8th Street, 8th North Street, and Broadway.
We're 50 feet away from 8th North Street and Broadway.
I'm sorry, 50 feet off of Broadway on 8th Street North. 8th North.
We're on 8th Street North.
Okay, give me just a moment while we look. I'm sorry. Yes, what city and state is that in?
Pardon?
What city and state is that in?
New Ulm, Minnesota.
Match ever do a search.
Okay, man, hold on one second.
Or what are you looking at? Like if you were going to type in an address. Never mind.
Yes, can you confirm that address with me?
It is East 8th Street North. 50 feet east of Broadway Street.
On 8th Street North.
What did I say?
Well, you said East 8th Street.
Can I see this?
Yes, ma'am. Can you touch the dot on your screen and hold it, and it should come up as the longitude and latitude number.
Okay.
If that doesn't work, let me know.
Just a second. It just says 501 to 551 8th Street North. It doesn't give me latitude and longitude.
Yes, are you in it?
Oh, here, I got the coordinates. I got the coordinates.
Okay.
You want those?
Yes, ma'am. The latitude.
44.32089 degrees north, comma, 94.46687 degrees W.
Okay, thank you.
Does Corey have a tow truck?
What was that? I would ask them if they can see that fire department from where they are. Do they see that
fire? Ma'am, can you see that fire department?
Yes.
Okay.
And where would they like it taken?
Yes, ma'am. And where would you like the provider to take it to, the home?
Well, do we have an, I mean, would they tow it all the way to Glencoe? Because that's where we're from.
Yes, ma'am. They probably would if you receive, if you exceed this coverage mile, which is 25.
It is more than 25 miles.
Okay, it will be out of pocket expenses.
It's out of pocket. It's going to pay for that or what?
But if you can find somewhere within that 25 mile radiance,
you don't want them to bring them to work here.
Then it will cover.
You don't know the cost because you haven't found anybody to tow it yet, right?
We'll
so how do we know how much out of pocket?
We'll have to call the provider first.
Yeah, what?
I don't know what to say. I suppose we'd have to take the Wilbur Chevrolet.
Well, we don't know. I mean, they're going to have to bring it to somewhere in town then because our town is more than 25 miles. And without knowing how much it's going to cost, I don't want to say yes. We'd rather have it go to Glencoe.
Hey, yes, ma'am. Can you give me a, can you hold on, give me a moment, please?
Yep.
Yep.
Who does Tony and Glenn call?
Kevin, whoever bought that at New Birth bought it.
Who is that?
Jim.
Everett, ask Jim where we should bring it if they need to bring it somewhere in town.
Yeah, Wilbur Chamberlain.
Okay, ma'am. So depending on the provider, depending on the provider, it'll be a different cost. But hold on. But your goal for the coverage mile, the 18-mile coverage mile, is about $165 out of pocket expense. That's just an estimate, but depending on the provider, it probably be something different.
Okay, but if it, yeah, that we would prefer to do that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So would you like me to find you a quote?
Just to, if you just can find somebody to pick it up and tow it, and we'll tell you where to bring it. You don't need to give me an exact dollar amount.
Okay. Okay, I will need the exact address where you would like them to tow it.
Give me Wilbur's address in Glencoe.
Yep, we're getting it. Just a second. It's okay. Called Wilbur. W-H-E-E-L-B-O-R-G. Dealership. We're looking just a second.
Ask her if this is the address right here, just this first part.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, it's the address, 1430 West Ridge Road.
Pardon?
It's the address to the place, 1430 West Ridge Road.
No, it's 2305 10th Street East. Glencoe, G-L-E-N-C-O-E, Minnesota, 55336. I don't know where that address is you gave me.
Maybe they moved and they just didn't update it on Google.
Okay. Give me a moment.
Okay.
Okay, we need to know if this shop is expecting the vehicle's arrival. So I'm going to ask her, are they expecting the vehicle's arrival today?
Yes, ma'am. Is the shop expecting the vehicle arrival today?
Well, we'll call somebody when we're done here. Yes.
Okay.
You have to call Wilbur and let him know it's coming. How are they going to know what to do with the keys?
Just give me there.
My toes are freezing.
Hello, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay, so the 18 mile out of pocket expense is still available, but if the repair shop is not notified that you're coming, it could occur to extra money for your vehicle.
Right.
So I advise to get a quote, but if you do not want to get a quote, is it okay to leave your car where it's currently at? Because the shop opens tomorrow.
Yeah, the shop isn't open right now, no. If you can't bring it there till in the morning, that's fine, but I don't know where they're going to keep the vehicle overnight.
Okay. That's what I was saying.
Is the vehicle somewhere
where it can get impacted? Impounded, I'm sorry.
Get impounded to where we parked here.
We can get it to a spot where it will not get impounded.
Okay.
We can push it far enough over to the curb that we're off, totally off the road.
It would probably be better for her to get it towed in the morning once the shop knows.
Yes, ma'am. It will be better for you to get it towed in the morning once the shop's open.
Okay, that's fine. So do we just leave the keys in it, though, overnight and leave it open?
You don't have to do that, but if you would like to wait until they get there in the morning, then that's fine, too.
Oh, well, no, we're not waiting until they get here in the morning. We'll leave the keys under the floor mat.
Not in the car. I'm sorry.
Huh?
I didn't mean to say in the car. But if you want to leave the keys.
Well, no, I realize that, but we're not in the same, we don't live in this town, so we wouldn't have anywhere to stay overnight. We're having somebody pick us up. We'll have to leave our vehicle here with the keys in it, and they will come and get it in the morning and bring it to the town we live.
Okay. All right, ma'am.
I was just trying to make sure you didn't accrue any extra fees or anything like that.
I was just trying to make sure that you wouldn't have to pay no extra fee, no any inconvenience fee or anything towards the car.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, that's fine, but we're not going to stay here, and we'll just have to leave the vehicle open and the keys in it.
Okay. If you're going to leave the vehicle unattended, I just need to waive liability.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. So whenever you're ready, just give us a call about an hour before you're ready for the vehicle to be delivered. Give us a call about an hour before you want the vehicle.
You're going to have to do this all back in the morning.
Can you give us a call an hour before you want the vehicle towed? In the morning?
Just call this same number and go through this whole thing again?
Yes, ma'am.
Or are you going to have the information already?
She won't have to go through the process again.
You won't have to go through the process again.
How will they know who I am? Just by the policy number? It'll be in your record?
Your callback number.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Nope, I guess we will go that route. We'll call in the morning.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice night.
You too. Bye.